Welcome to GeoPods, where we delve into the dynamic landscape of American politics. I'm Nandita, a member of GeoStrata, with specialty in international affairs, geopolitics, diplomacy, and I'm currently pursuing my bachelor's. Today, we are joined with Vaibhav Singh.
Thank you, Nandita. So, my expertise lies in the domains of maritime affairs, U.S. politics, and policy making. And today, we'll be discussing how the U.S. Politics has been shaping up, especially in the later halves of 2023 and 2024. A lot of it has been about the Republican primaries, but I think, Nandita, we can have a starting point and discuss, like, whatever has been going on. Can you, like, give me a quick recap? What has happened? Any new things which I might have not followed up? Yes, Nandita.
Yes, surely. There's a lot left to unpack. For example, we explore the recent surprising turn of events in the Republican primary race as Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida suspends his presidential campaign and throws his support behind former President Donald Trump. I think before going straight to that question, what seemed to be a formidable challenge to Trump's dominance within the party has now crumbled, leaving Trump and his last remaining rival, Nikki Haley, as the main contenders in the primary race.
I think that's quite obvious by seeing the primary results, especially now that the New Hampshire results have also rolled in. Like, DeSantis was by far one of the biggest hurdles for Trump when it came to the primaries. We even saw that in the Iowa caucus, but it was a lot more divided. I think it was like Trump by far has been leading the number of delegates till now in the Republican primaries, but Haley and DeSantis were close enough. DeSantis was by far the biggest trouble, but I think what has happened after him dropping out is that a lot of concentration has happened with Nikki Haley in the department. Like, now that we see the New Hampshire results after him dropping out, we have seen that a lot more, like, Nikki Haley is challenging, like, not a clear sort of challenge, but she's still in a better position than she was after the Iowa caucus. What do you think about that, Nanda, after the New Hampshire results rolled in?
Yeah, I totally agree. It leaves Nikki Haley, the former governor of South Carolina, as Mr. Trump's last rival standing.
Yeah, she is for sure the last rival standing. I think it is also about the circumstances under which DeSantis had to step down. Like, what do you think happened in the DeSantis camp? I heard the campaign was very expensive for him, and it was like from the start it was not something that was set on track. Like, even Vivek's campaign seemed much better than DeSantis's campaign. What do you think about that, Nandita?
Yeah, I agree. The Florida governor, Mr. Ron DeSantis, he appeared to be Donald Trump's most daunting challenger. But he suspended his campaign for president and endorsed former President Trump only, which marked a spectacular implosion for a candidate once seen as having the best chance to dethrone Mr. Trump as the Republican Party's nominee in 2024.
DeSantis, surely, he did endorse Trump when he stepped down. I think it is also about his morals, like him saying that he will strongly back a Republican leader when he drops out if he did in his campaign. I think he also said that he would have stayed in the campaign if he had a clear-cut idea of him winning. And I think that is what swayed him from, like, the primaries further. Although in my opinion, even I think so, that Nikki Haley, at the end of the line, she's just dumping more and more funds into this campaign to the end. Like, Nandita, like, as a personal matter of opinion, who do you think will emerge out the winner out of the like Republican primaries? We surely know about the Democratic primaries, but what do you think about the Republican primaries? Is there any chance for Nikki Haley here to, like, have a quick turnaround or something like that?
In my opinion, we are looking at a potential Biden versus Trump face-off in the general elections. Plus, this will also affect the outcome of the presidential election, like affecting the House of Representatives as well. The composition will surely be affected when it is a potential Biden versus Trump face-off. What do you think about Vivek Ramaswamy's campaign, like how he ended his campaign for presidency?
I think his campaign was like one of a like it was one of those really social media savvy campaigns. Like I remember in late part of 2023, his videos, his reels, his short videos, long videos were all over the internet. He became a really famous person both outside and inside the US, right? Although like when he has dropped out, now that everybody knows he has dropped out and he has come out in the media to speak about it, although he did endorse Trump quite literally, like even when he was campaigning, he was very clear on his ideas about Mr. Donald J. Trump, unlike DeSantis, also like Nikki Haley, how she's a clear opponent. Vivek, I think a lot of issues with him is like Vivek is stuck in a weird place. He's stuck in a weird party. He's stuck in a conservative, evangelic supported, far right party. And that makes him very tough to fight elections with his identity. Like, he has been a very clear proponent of how he is the, like, how he is a non-Christian candidate, how he's an open Hindu, and how he practices his religion, which has not, even though people might say that the West is a lot more open to these ideas, but I don't think the Midwest of the United States, and especially the evangelics lobby, which strongly funds the Republican, were impressed with that. He has even come out on various TV shows, podcasts, saying the same thing about it, although he has been very respectful of his party. Like, how he one of the statements he's made is that even though he disagreed with a lot of pastors in the Midwest of the country, but he still respected the core ideology of Christianism and how the Hindus and the Christians have the same ideas when it comes to families and abortions and divorces and all those things. So I think it was a great run for him. I think we saw that what outsider, as some people might say, him would look in a US presidential election, although some might suggest Nikki Haley is the same, but she's very different. So I think that was helpful. I think it leads a path for a lot of immigrant, second generation, third generation immigrants in the US to also run for elections. So yeah, that's it from my side about Vivek Ramaswamy Nanta. Any other thing, like what is new in the market, what is happening with the Democratic primaries?
Furthermore, on Vivek Ramaswamy's note, I also heard somewhere that he was also criticized on the basis of like, this is not what our founding fathers of the US stood up for, like they had a different thing in mind, and this is like not, Vivek Ramaswamy is different from that. So he stood up on that reason also, like, ki I value my family and everything.
I think it was about how the founding fathers always envisioned USA as a Christian, to be ruled by a Christian person or to be ruled by Christian ideologies. I think it is the same debate of like how in India right now we have this environment of Indian civilizational things, how like we have seen that famous picture of the Indian Constitution with the whole with the picture of Lord Ram, how even our forefathers laid down the foundation of our country through an Indic civilizational way. I think it is somewhat similar to that, so it is very hard for them to like divulge from that. So yeah, that is about Vivek.
This is a very significant contrast which can be analyzed. Furthermore, talking about Democrats, there's a lot left to unpack. While Biden is grappling with military affairs abroad, from supporting Israel's actions in Gaza to Ukraine's fight against Russia, Trump, on the other hand, Trump emphasizes an America first approach, which concentrates on domestic challenges.
I think Trump has been very clear that he is a set the house correct type of a person. Like one of his things is that as soon as I come into the office, a lot of work has to be done in the regards of immigration, education, and all these departments. Like he has been very clear that the Biden policy of accepting a lot of migrants from the US-Mexico border will be immediately stopped, and how a lot of asylum-seeking children will be returned to their parents back in Mexico or all other parts of the world. I think it's gonna cost US a significant amount of money, because it has been, even in the past, it has been a very hard demigration program whenever Trump has tried to run it, because one of the most recent news is about how the Texas governor has been hiring a lot of buses. How has he been moving a lot of migrants coming in from the Mexico border to the states such as up in the north, whether it is near the New Jersey, New York region, whether it is in Vermont or any other place, Maine or any other of this place. All these states up north, especially along the east coast, have not bared the brunt of the immigration crisis or the migrant crisis, because even though they have policies of providing asylum seekers temporary residence, they have not been given the chance to, because it is obviously, as we can see, it is a lot far from the Mexico border. And that has been the main debate, especially made by the Texas governor, why do we bear the brunt of all of it when we don't even want them here, and why does somebody who openly supports migrant doesn't get to pay for them? So I think that has been a major issue in the US politics, especially from the past 2 or 3 weeks. The New York City management, or the New York City mayor, has clearly said out that they will soon have to ban any buses coming from down south into New York, and how it has created a lot of revenue crisis for them. So the recent updates regarding this is that they might have to defund a lot of their police, fire and school activities to divert those funds towards the migrant crisis in New York City, and the residents are not happy. So let's see what happens now that the highly democratic regions of the country face something which the Texans have been facing for a long, how the migrant crisis bears a brunt on their financial system. So that has been, and also regarding Biden, how you said that he has been more about foreign affairs, I think that is a major point. But one thing which has been about the US politics or geopolitics throughout the world is that even when the presidents have changed, even when the governments have changed, the US stance on a lot of issues remain the same, right? Even if we see Trump coming into power in the later part in this year, then I don't think a lot of US stances on things would change. I don't think US's stance on Ukraine changes. I don't think their stance on Israel-Palestine changes. So let's see. I don't think it would make much of a difference, but still. Trump is fighting a lot of home turf battle, and Biden is, I think Biden's house is his campaign is still not in order. One of the first adverts that we saw from their campaign was the Welcome to the Oval Office campaign. I think it was a brilliant campaign, but still they have not carried forward the momentum. That is my opinion on it. So anything you have to add on that, Nandita?
I agree. We can also see that focusing on Europe's point of view, Europeans are very concerned about the prospect of Donald Trump in the White House. Thinking about how it is concerning that he has a strong relationship with Putin. Furthermore, Biden came in continuing what Trump has started in China, welcoming the new way of order and reducing tensions there, although it is unclear whether that is a tactical shift by Biden due to elections or strategic shift away from a more confrontational path. Adding on to the New York City crisis, it is, in my opinion, one of the largest humanitarian crises this city has ever experienced. The asylum seekers crisis is a national problem and it needs a national solution, in my opinion. Furthermore, in the contrary, we can see that immigrants strengthen the economy as workers, entrepreneurs, taxpayers, and consumers, which outlines how immigrant New Yorkers are more likely to be employed and create jobs by starting businesses, and how they can also contribute billions of dollars to the local economy as well. So this is another point of view that can be taken in consideration.
Yeah, that's a striking resemblance of whatever the like mid-right news coverage on this has been. I think it needs a nationalistic approach, just not for the sake of Texas, but also for the sake of the United States. They need to have a more clear migrant managing policy. At least we have seen that in the case of the European Union, how a lot of states bordering there had issues regarding migrants just coming in and settling and not moving forward. So I think the US will sort it out, even if it is the Trump administration or the Biden. It is, but I think what changes if Trump comes into power, it is the influx of these refugees. So that has been the case. And anything else that we are missing out in the past 2 weeks? Yeah, so like interestingly, even the like if you would see the Democrats on their primaries, it has like there is no clear candidate against Mr. Biden there. I think the party is very clear on who they want to have as their candidate against whoever wins out of Trump or Nikki Haley. But I think it is a lot more one-sided. Like even with the New Hampshire turn in for the Democrats, we see more than 70% votes casting to Mr. Joe Biden. So I think that's clear cut. We don't have a fight on the Democrats end this year, right?
I agree. Like Joe Biden is still an internationalist and very much an Atlanticist, one who is very committed to European security, even at a time when the current president would like to focus America's efforts in the Indo-Pacific. Furthermore, in this primary season, it looks like it will be Biden versus Trump only. Like most voters will vote on domestic issues, but it's interesting to see while the crucial question of whether foreign affairs truly matter to US voters or if their focus remains steadfastly on issues closer to home, such as the economy, inflation, healthcare, gun control, and immigration.
Yeah, those are the critical things. Although I don't think that even Trump coming into power will see clear decisions on a lot of these issues, especially when it comes to the gun control issue, because that like there's no way the Republicans are gonna have a mandate on that. So let's see what happens. I think where is the next primary, like what is for the Republicans? Do we have any idea, Nandita? If you could just look it up. I think the next Republican primary, yeah, so it's gonna be let me just get an idea. Yeah, so it's New Hampshire has already happened. I don't think it has been.
Iowa also happened.
Iowa happened, but we still don't know what. I have no idea what is the next one. So I think we can cover it in the series forward about the US politics. So any concluding remarks, any concluding thoughts you have, Nanta, so that we can just wrap it up. This has to be a short 10, 15, 20 minutes talk about the US politics. Yeah.
So after the initial primaries, in my opinion, Nevada and the Virgin Islands are scheduled to conduct their caucuses on February 8th. And South Carolina will hold its Republican primary on February 24th. So it's definitely going to be a very interesting primary with a tough fight between Nikki Haley and Mr. Trump.